Hey folks, this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Well, the solar eclipse came and went. The government's overreach of everything, overreacting. That's why I asked in my last episode, why for the National Guard? Why for FEMA? Why for hazmat if it's only going to be for 4 minutes? It's another waste of taxpayer money. Just like Child Protection Services. You know, they shouldn't give them another damn dime. But they say, well, it's a necessary evil. No, we don't need that kind of necessary evil. What we need are people that will not tear families apart, will actually do an investigation, not, well, I feel that their kids are being abused or neglected. What? These investigators have nothing else better to do, or these social workers have nothing else better to do than to keep families separated? I mean, this is insane. Just like this solar eclipse. Me and my daughter looked at it. It looked nice and pretty. This is the second time we saw this type of solar eclipse. And for those, you see, it sounded like, everything's going to go completely haywire. CERN's going to turn on the Large Hadron Collider. It's going to be on full, and the world's going to come to an end. And as you can see, the world is still spinning. So, for everyone, kiddies as well, I'll say this. If the world's going to come to an end, if we're going to be thrown into chaos, if, something major is going to happen, there's nothing much we can do about it because we're not in control. I've seen people that online who are saying this is biblical prophecy. Oh, yeah, the rapture is this date. But if you've studied the Bible, Jesus says that no one knows the hour or the day when the Son of Man shall return. Not even the Son, not the angels in heaven. Only God knows that day. But this does give us a good idea that maybe, just maybe, every 7 years ago, I may have said this, but I'm going to say it now. Let's reflect on this. Could something have happened? Oh, yeah. Anything could happen. You my faithful listeners, could have not woken up today. I may have not woken up today. But we did. How many people didn't? And how many people tonight will go to sleep and not wake up tomorrow? We have to look at things not as, let's stop looking at like transgenderism, the LGBTQ, what many call the alphabet community. Let's not worry about, oh, the government's got to bail us out, because trust me, the government's right now more concerned with countries like Ukraine and, the wars of Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Iran. If they say there's a third war, I don't know where it's at, but they're more concerned with that than they are with you. Let's be honest. They don't care. If they cared, they'd be helping you out. How many people currently have lost their jobs since January of 2021? How many trucking companies have gone under? I just read that in California, 19 trucking companies went under. They just closed their doors. You know that the company I work with, Holland Freight, last July, July 31st, they closed their doors, no warning. Yet they say, oh, no, 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 that there was exceptions. Exceptions are right. They get damn bonuses and we get the shaft. I tried to file for unemployment. Because of a glitch in the system, they denied me my unemployment because I did not follow through. I was trying to follow through, but every time I did for the vouchers, I get a big white screen. And of course, they don't have paper vouchers anymore. This is the system. This is how the system works. They do everything they can to screw you, the hardworking people. And your kids are seeing this. And no wonder they're cynical. No wonder that, you know, who wants to be in law enforcement if you're going to be part of the problem? At least that's the way people look at it. And it's just, I've been thinking when I was younger, used to be able to ride my bike by myself, be able to go to the park by myself, go to my buddy's house by myself, go to the store, walk to the store by myself. You know, I may even have if you remember, if you're as old as I am, maybe a little younger, but not by much, where you would take like pop bottles and you would turn them for a deposit and I'd get like a couple dollars. I might be able to get enough saved, you know, the bottle saved, and then I would go and cash it in, and that way it can go to the movies or something. And that's what my money was used for, the movies. And we didn't have this problem. We were able to play in till the lights came on, the street lights came on. When the street lights came on, you better be home. Because you got in trouble. Trust me, I got my butt chewed out more than once. Oh, and that's Bug. Yeah, this is my daughter's cat, Bug. He's a lovey today. And my daughter got herself a brand new bed. Courtesy of her aunt. That's your mother's. And also, moms and dads, if you can get your children a pet, it shows them responsibility. Plus, also, don't do like we did. Don't say, oh yeah, I want a cat, I want a dog. And then you get one, you take care of it for a little while, then all of a sudden it's mom and dad's responsibility. My daughter wasn't like that, though. She and my son, neither. They took care of the dogs we had and the cats. But we have to reflect. What is it we want to do? What is it that we would do if we could do it all over? Now, I'm going to... My daughter has a script, and she is a big fan. Would you like to tell my viewers about the script you're making?
Certainly. The script takes place like after Ben, Kevin, Gwen, and Wolf.
Well, what's the name of the script? Who are you talking about?
Ben 10, and it's a self-discovery journey. And the story itself you will be interested in because the story is about Ben. Not only does he have to figure out where he's going to go after he saved the universe, but what should he do afterwards?
Yes, this is going to be not just for the kids, but this is a Ben 10 that is not what... like young adults like my daughter grew up on. This is going to be a Ben 10 that has adult themes. and adult decisions. There are some characters like the Time Family. There's the Darkness. There's also Ben's love interest, Kai. But more importantly, like my daughter just got done saying, this is about a journey of discovery. And if Ben 10 Tennyson, aka Ben 10, wants to continue being this hero, but in the process, he is tested. And these are tests that his aliens can't help him, because they're tests that deal with the mind more than anything. And how Ben has to rely more on his abilities as a human being. And to make a decision that will affect everyone around him. Now, this is just in the rough stages right now. But if this is something you actually want to see, then if anyone knows anyone at Man of Action, please pass this information on to them, because they are looking. Now, I started this off with the eclipse and the government's overreach. My daughter is moderate mentally handicapped, but guess what? She was able to come up with this. Now, the things that the wording I've helped her with, and I'll tell you, she's got great ideas. And if you're a parent of a special needs child or children, encourage them. If they want to do something like this, fine. If they want to do art, encourage them to do that. Help them. Guide them. Because I'll tell you right now, the government and the schools can go fuck themselves. They're not trying to do anything other than to indoctrinate your children. And why? So they can be real obedient robots. That though, all they're going to do is like add one and one, things like that. That is important. The writing, the reading, yes. Know what you're reading. How to write. And like history, learn history. Learn from history. History is very important. Because history is where we're at today. But there's a saying, if you do not learn from history, you are doomed to repeat it. And if you want to change it, first learn how our founding fathers were able to change it. And then find creative ways today to do just that. Because the government, they don't want change. They want things to remain the same. Or they want to have control over what you see, what you think, and if you don't think the way they do, then instead of attacking you directly, they'll use, like, maybe they'll use some political leaders like AOC and them, who probably don't know any better. And really, when you're listening to somebody like Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, any of your political leaders, listen very carefully to what they say and write it down or repeat it back. Because, like, there's some, at least one, that doesn't like it when you repeat it back. Well, guess what? Repeat it back. Be an asshole. And, you know, repeat it back and say, is that what you said? Because when you do that, you're clarifying, hey, guess what? This is what they said to me. And, you know, and say what you think they meant to say. And so you just got a sneak of a new Ben Tennyson, Ben 10 script. I've been telling you about the eclipse, and if this is the start of the next like 1,000 years or something, then let's make the change ourselves. Let's not wait for our political leaders, because our political leaders don't know what the fuck they're doing. Because if they did, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in now. And, you know, they say, oh, Joe Biden's responsible for the economy. Who's also in charge of the economy? Last time I checked, both sides, Republican and Democrat, were responsible. So, and also corporations raising the prices. I'll give you a good example. California, before the April 1st deadline, fast food places were laying workers off or closing their doors because they said they could not afford. One was a fast food place. I may have already told you that, but he closed the doors right there. He could not afford it. Raising the minimum wage isn't the answer. Taxing up the yin-yang is not the answer. How about this? And this is, you know, something novel. How about our politicians live within their means? AOC says she can't live off $177,000 a year because she has to have two houses. That's required. Well, if it's required, how come Congress or the Senate doesn't pay for the housing? And if they do, where's that money coming from? Our Social Security. And if you don't think so, then how come our price of everything continues to go up? And that companies will let people go like me for any reason at all, that before they would just say, okay, we'll let it slide this time. How many of you, either you know someone who's lost their job recently over stupid stuff, like, okay, my daughter loves drinking at Starbucks, but because they would not do something, because of, I'll ask my daughter, are you going to be eating at, you're going to be going to Starbucks anytime in the future?
Well, that is a good question. I love Starbucks, and I have respect for the workers and management there. But if they are going to recommend, like, the rules that don't apply to everyone, and everyone is supposed to just be okay with whatever rules that they make up, and if you offend somebody, then how is that going to be fair to other people if they're likely being called out, even though there are some places I do agree with? But in my own opinion, I'm just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, what we're referring to is a Starbucks employee, and I believe in California, was terminated. And this is way she believes. A customer came in, and the Starbucks employee was told, you know, he misidentified somebody's pronouns. And last time I checked, as long as you are addressing a person and you're getting the order right, identifying what pronoun they are should not apply to a termination. That is just my opinion. But the person, her supervisor came to her one day and said, take the rest of the day off. So she took that day off and says, why don't you take an extra day off? When she came on the third day, it says your services are no longer required. Now, this is an employee. Now, this is only the story that I'm hearing. Starbucks has not gotten back on them. But is this where we're at? What if the roles were reversed? Let's say it's not about gender or anything, or just the simple fact that they give the coffee and everything. And, well, this isn't the way I made it. I want it. And they show it, says, well, I don't care what the receipt says. This is the way I want it. I want to speak to your manager. How many times have you run into that? I don't think this is about gender or anything. I think it's just about people who are getting offended by every little thing. Going back to Ben Tennyson. He has never gotten respect. It's okay, it's hero time. And it's okay for them to do that. But as soon as he says something, it's like, oh, he's saying he saved the world a million times. Or, oh, he's complaining. But if you watch the series, because I've watched it with my kids, and if you speak up, you're wrong. Now, there's always this one side. We never hear the both sides, because the companies, they don't want to go on camera or write anything stating whether or not they were wrong. Let's just do this. If you're an employer, you're a manager, or even if you're a worker, let's keep this gender, he, she, and pronouns, he, she, her, him, ho, blah, 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 all that. Let's leave that at the door. Let's just do the job that you were hired to do. Don't worry about, you know, anything other than how you're performing at your job. It's very simple. It's very easy. Because this whole eclipse thing and the government, state governments in the path of totality just completely freaking out. Maybe it's time we really re-examine what is really important. Because in the end, it's going to be when you retire, is anyone really going to care what your pronouns are? Are they going to care that instead of you being female, you're male, or male to female? Whoever you're with, are you going to yell at them even though they may not have done anything wrong? In the end, we have to look at it as, what is it that's important? Is it the pronouns, or is it just being respected? This is David Shore of Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down, keep moving forward, and happy Eclipse Day.